Okay, Wednesday night, Daf Yomi, standing room only. Today is Daf Kufayim Gimel, and we will learn Daf Kufayim Gimel. And we will start from the tippy top of Kufayim Gimel. Today's Daf, Baba Basra, Kufayim Gimel, Amad Aleph. Kufayim Gimel is the Daf. We'll start with Kufayim Gimel, Amad Aleph. The Gemara is going with the premise that even if there are Shnei Yosef and Shimon's in one city, we're not Koshesh for the amazing coincidence that a star fell from one and the other one picked it up. So if a Yosef and Shimon has a star, we're not Koshesh, it fell from the other one. That's what comes out from the Mishnah. There are other ways he might have gotten it, and we're not sure who the Yosef ben Shimon of the Shtar is, but we'll see now. The Lahod de Tanya says in a Brisa, Shem Shem Moitzian Shtar Choy Zal Zeh, if there's two Yosef ben Shimons, and it says Yosef ben Shimon borrowed from Yosef ben Shimon, so they can't be Moitzian Shtar Choy Zal Zeh, because you don't know who the Malv is and who the Loiva is. He might have written the Shtar. So in the Mishnah we were medayik that he could. The Gemara is going to say, what's the machlokes? In the Mishnah we were medayik that you could from one another. The Braisa says, Kashem Shein Metzian Shtar Chayv Zeh Alzeh Kacha Metzian Alacherim. Now Alacherim is already in the Mishnah, but Alzeh Alzeh we were medayik from the Mishnah that you could, and the Braisa says you can't. But Michael Mifli, so what's the machlaikis? Wait a second. No, I think I have that wrong. Hold on, I got confused for a moment. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah's on the Kufayin Amud Beis. Kufayin Aleph Amud Aleph, no, Kufayin Beis Amud Aleph. Yeah. The Mishnah says he can't be Moitzi Zal Zeh because it might have come into his hands legitimately. One of them might have had a Shtar Chov and then paid up the loan, so he gave him back the Shtar, and now he's making believe that he's the Malv instead of the Loiva. So they can't be Moitzi Shtar Chov Zal Zeh, but the Mishnah implies that they could be Moitzi it on a Cherem. In other words, if there's a Yosef and two Yosef and Shimons in the town, and one of them's holding a star that says Yosef and Shimon lent Reuven money, so he can be moitzi it on Reuven because his name is Yosef and Shimon and he's holding the star. We're not afraid that he dropped it and the other Yosef and Shimon picked it up. That's the Mishnah. But the Braisa says not like that. The other way around than the way I said it. The Braisa says Shem Shem Mitzian Shtachayv Zal Zeh, which the Mishnah is moitzi to, as we said, because there's a very legitimate, normal way that he could have gotten the shtar. He could have paid back a loan and thus gotten the shtar. He could have borrowed money from Yosef ben Shimon, number one. He's Yosef ben Shimon, number two. He paid back the money, he got the shtar. And now he's making believe he's the Malda. So just like he can't do that, kach ein leitzian al acherim. They cannot collect a choiv from someone else if it says Yosef ben Shimon lent Reuven money. Now, the Gemara says that everybody's moida, that we're not afraid for this coincidence, of a coincidence that Yosef ben Shimon dropped it and Yosef ben Shimon picked it up, found it. So, Michael Mifli, so what is the Machlekes Brice in the Mishnah? In other words, why does the Brice say they can't be Moitzi Shtar Chayv Al Acherim? If we're not Cheshish for this super coincidence, so then why in the world can't he be Moitzi? So the Gemara answers, Balisius Nikos and Mesir Kamifli, the Machlekes would be if the Shtar Chayv is nicknamed with just Mesira, giving it to the Koine, even if it's not his name, even if he's not the Bala Shtar, but you can be Makna it to someone just by giving it over. Tanadi Dan Sober, our Mishnah holds Osius Nisnes Bimasira. So the guy holding the Shtar could always be Gleva in it. Holding the Shtar is proof that it's your Shtar. We're not choishes that it fell and the same guy found it, so it means it was transferred in some way. once it's transferred, it's legitimately his. So that's what the Tana Bel Mishnah holds. Oisius Nikos Minasira. So it's legitimately the one that's holding it, even if he wouldn't be the same name. It would legitimate, because Oisius Nikos Minasira. The Tana Brasovar, but the Tana de Brisa holds, ain't Oisius Nikos Minasira. So just because you have the shtar, it means nothing. And the Chanami were not afraid it fell from this one and they found it, but there could be other ways you could legitimately have it. You could have gotten it through a picardon. So therefore, since Einosius Nicholas Minasira, your holding it does not indicate, does not manifest that it's yours, and therefore you can't collect a chayiv even from Reuven from this shtar. That's one shot. People are saying with the Chuli Alma, Oisius Nikos Minasira, and holding it would indicate that it belongs to you, and you can collect the chayiv from Mr. Reuven. There's a general shayla, even if Oisius Nikos Minasira, for sure, if Oisius ain't Nikos Minasira. But even if Oisius Nikos Minasira, we're going to soon see a machlekes amayra, Abaye and Rabba. Maybe you still have to prove that the chayv is yours. No, it's just holding the shtar is not enough of a raya. And a chanami, it affects the kinyan of the chayv, but it's not enough of a raya because there's really nothing here, because it's saying it's just a piece of paper. It doesn't show anything. So you need a raya that it was transferred to you legitimately. Tanadi dan sobar. Ain't Sorek Levi Raya. You don't need. Holding the shtar is enough. Therefore, they can collect from Mr. Ruvain because holding the shtar is enough. The Tana Brasa, but the Tana Brasa holds Sorek Levi Raya that the Chayiv belongs to him. So he can't just collect it just by holding the shtar, even if his name happens to be Yosef Ben Shimon. Because we don't know. Maybe he legitimately got it from the other one, but he still has to bring a Raya that he indeed got it from him in that legitimate way. The Itmar, Oisius Nikos Minasira, that's the premise. Abaye Omar, nevertheless, Sarach Levi Raya, that he bought the shtar legitimately. He has to bring a Raya, because there's no Raya by holding the shtar. It says someone else's name. And just holding it is not a Raya. It's not like other Metalkalin, where you say, Chazok, Okoma, Shetach, Hasir, Odom, Shalohu. We have the idea of a Muchzuk. Since the shtar is Ein Gufo Momen, the shtar only represents money. It's not money, it's not Gufo Momen, the Gemara calls it. So there's no Muchzuk, perhaps. There's no Inyan of, I'm holding it, it must be mine. So that's why Rabba holds, that's why Abaye holds Sarach Levi Raya, and Rabba holds Ein Sarach Levi Raya. Omar Abaye. Abaye brings a Raya. That was a joke. Abaye, we don't mean a law that Tzorech Levi Raya. The Tanya as follows. Echad Mano Achim. Sheshna Choyv Yoytzim Tachos Yodo. He claims it's his star. And it's from the estate. And he claims that, it's the Malva's name and the star is maybe his father's. He claims it's from the estate and it's Chelek of the Yerusha. So all of Levi Raya, that it's his star. My love would in Lacherim. No, even if there's no estate, you have to bring a raya. You always have to bring a raya. No, Rabbi says dafka this case. Rabbi Mashaniyaka the shomta miyadadi, because it's quite common for somebody to try to get a jump start on the Yerusha money, on the estate, and it's very easy to grab a shtar. So by achim holding, that's where by holding the shtar is not enough of a raya. You have to bring a raya that you got it legitimately, because it's tempting and it's common, and that's by Achim. But a regular person, so if you're holding the shtar, that's enough of a riot. Some say other rabbi, the other way, you could be amri amar rabbim and amin Allah. That you don't have to bring a riot. The Tanya Achim and Achim Shishta Yechayb Yechim Tachas Yodo, Allah will be riot. Achinu, the Shamtami Adode, it's Mashman Dafka Achim, who grab from one another and then Moira Heter and then trying to grab and get a foothold in the estate. Abul Achrini, but other people, no, they don't have to bring a raya. Babaye, Achim is Svich Aray. You need it to bring a Kiddush. Talk about the Chamina, Kivin the Shomta be Adode, Eimo Adarabo, Mizlari Ziri, they're careful. So it's less likely that he has it illegitimately. So it's less likely that he has to prove he has it legitimately. Below Tzvichil Havi Raya, Kamash Malon, that even by Achim you have to bring a raya. So that's why Abaye reads the Brisa, and that's how Rava reads the Brisa. Okay, that was the Shaila with the Mishnah and the Brisa. Now we're going to have another Brisa with another Shita. The Mishnah said they can't be Moitzi Shtachoy Zel Zeh, and implied they could be Moitzi and Anacherim. The Brisa says just like they can't be Moitzi Shtachoy Zel Zeh, they can't be Moitzi Anacherim. And we just gave two different explanations of that machlokas. The Lord of Tanya, the Brisa that we have, wouldn't you know it the other way? Kishem Shemoitzi and Haim Shtachoy Anacherim, Kach Moitzi and Zel Zeh. Mamish, it holds like the Mishnah. In that they could be moitzi shtachoy v'lacherim, but unlike the Mishnah, they hold that they could, even if they're holding the star, you say you're the malva, you're holding the star, that even is legabi the other one, the other Yosef and Shimon is the loiva. The Maiko Mifugi, what's the machlekes, the Mishnah and the Brisa now regarding that? Then the Brisa says moitzi and zal zeh. And the Mishnah says, "Ein moitzian zels zeh." The Gemara answers, "Because in shtal loyve, the apple piece ain maldim loykomifugi. If the sefer and the edim could write for the loyve a star, he says, write me a star. He's the meschayev. We had before you could. Now the Gemara is saying it might be totally in the machlokas tanon. Do you write a star for the loyve because it's for his chayev? It's for his detriment. Even if the mal is not there, and the edim didn't see how long." But the Lord was saying, write me such a star. Tana didan sabar. Our Mishnah's Tana holds Kaysen Shtar Lolaiva, Volvi Shein Mal V'Imoi. So therefore, in this case, we can have shtick. Zimnim Dozul Rabbi Safra Basadei, Mr. Yosef and Shimon, number one, we'll call him. We'll go to the Sefer and aid them, and he'll write, Kisul Ishtarov. If I want to borrow money, I'm the loyva. I want to borrow money from Yosef and Shimon. I don't know. They'll write him such a star. That's pretty stupid. So they'll write such a star and they'll sign it. Then he'll take it and he'll say he's the malva. Yeah. So that's why the Tana said, no, they can't be moitzi shtachoy zel zeh. Look at this easy shtick they can pull. Tana brasovar ain't kaysen shtar loyva achi yehei malva imoi. So we're not afraid of this shtick. So there's no reason why one Yosef and Shimon can't be Moitzi Shtachoyv on another Yosef and Shimon. We assume the shtar was written properly. We assume it was handed over properly. And that's all. Good. Now let's go back to the Mishnah and look at the next din. Nimtzo le'echad ben shtaroysa. Someone found a shoiver, a note. Shtar shel Yosef and Shimon parua. The shtar that he owes me money was paid off. Shtar shnei and puin. You have to treat both of them. Both, and he has chayvus on Yosef and Shimon, so he has to treat both of them as being paid off. Now, who found this shtar? The malva. He lent money to two people whose names were Yosef and Shimon. He doesn't know which one paid up, so he can't collect from either of them. Time of the Nimsa, wait a second. If that's your scenario, so the reason he can't be Goyva is because he found such a shoiver. But we learned in the Mishnah, Matznan, Acher anyway, a Malve can't collect money from a loiva named Yosef and Shimon. If there's two Yosef and Shimon in the town, each one can say it's the other one. So why do you have to say only because you found the shaver that it's Perua? Amar Rav Yirmiya b'mishulashim. We're talking about, it says, the father, the grandfather, and therefore we know for which Yosef and Shimon the shtar was written. The shtar is fine. The shtar is not the problem. Now, when he found the shaver, Yosef and Shimon paid up his choy. Presumably the shaver was written copying the names from the star. If the star was clear which Yosef and Shimon it is, so then the shaver would also be. The Gemara says it's not true. The premise is not so. So therefore, you don't know.
Jews, both Yosef and Shimon, say that they paid?
Yeah.
Because otherwise...
Yeah. Abaye Omar, a little different way of explaining the Mishnah. So remember, we said, what do you have to find a shaver for? The Mishnah says you can't collect from them anyway. Talking karma, our Tana means differently. Nimtza, l'loive, not that the Malden found the shaver, l'loive, found in Shtoroysov, Shtoro shel Yosef and Shimon alai. I owe Yosef and Shimon money. Not my shtar that I owe him money, it's perua, I paid him. In other words, he has a shaver that he owed money to Yosef and Shimon and it was paid. Now he borrowed from both of them. So Shtoro Shneyan threw in, none of them can pay up the chayv, because this shaver is spoiling their koyach to collect, because he can taina that it's a shaver, each one he can taina it's a shaver. Now they can collect together. They can make a hershah, because it only says one of them was paid up. But each one that comes, he can be deiche and say, I paid up your chayv already. Ketzad Yasu, when you have this problem and you want to avoid all these problems, you shall leishu, they write the grandfather's name. And if the grandfather's name, they should write a simen. If the simonim were the same, they should write koyin. If one of them was a koyin, we do that lechatchila. What happens about if they're both koyhanim? So, Tana, the Braisa says, the moyush name koyhanim, yichtivu doiris. You just keep going back. You write the grandpappy, the great grandpappy. There got to be someone who has a different name. If I would live in the same city as my brother, so I'm trying to think, if you don't go with the father's name, but there are right now 3 Avramaren Malinowitzes that are named after my father, Olav Shalom. So there are 3 of them, because I have one, and my brother Malika has one, and Nehemiah has one. So. Okay, so the father's name is the same, but if you go with last names, let's say, which is the modern day equivalent of saying the father's name, say you have in Ramat, in Ramat Eshkol, I'm in Sanhedrin, you have in that part of Yerushalayim, you have 2 Yosef and Shimon, you have 2 Avramar Malinowitzes. So it happens. I think by the Chinese, they can have like thousands of people, there's like this Sun Yat-sin or something like that. Okay, next mission. What?
You might have started to have to.
I'm a libno. Star ben shteroisei porua. I want you to know that I have shtoros on someone. One of them is paid. Shasmi Soso says, you know, one of my shtoros were paid up. I didn't give him back the star, I didn't give him a shaver. I don't want you to go collect if any day Ezehu. Well, if he wants to be safe rather than sorry, shtoros kulam kruin. The son should be knowing with all the shtoros as if they were all paid up. I mean, each writer, as Eitan pointed out, we're talking about if they all say we paid up, because they take advantage of the situation. To move on, if they admit they didn't pay up, they don't pay up. Nimtza le'echad shem shnayim. Oh, but if there's 2 shtori chol on one person, hagadol parua, the one for more money is parua. This is all good old amitz mechavel abarayim. So one of them is considered parua, but kot neinok parua. If it just says one was paid up, he has 2 chayvus from the same person, so you have to assume it's the bigger one, but at least he can get the smaller one. Amar Rava, if a malta says to a loyd, shtar lecha b'yodi parua, the shtar of yours that I have is parua, amoyde, now one of the shtaras is paid, and he has 2, hagadol parua, but kot neinok parua. But if he says chayv lecha b'yodi parua, then shtar is kulan pruin. Then you assume all of them. The Gemara thinks at this point that chayv is mashma all of the money that you own, not a particular debt, but all the money you own. I'm like, if you know the rabba, the meyakdo, So the Bechura Loch. So the Gedoyla Bechura Lo. So the Sheyeshli Bechura Loch. Vice of Bechura Loi. If Chayvucha Biyadi could mean all the Chayvus, then Sod Yeshayeshli Bechura Loi. Could mean all of the sons. But it's not true, that's the Tzviya. Possum Yadala Starlat Akhtoina. So, in the Nava Mishnah, he can't collect any of them because Yadala Starlat Akhtoina. But by Mechira, Yad Meichas Allah El Yaina. So the Makabal only gets one. Unless he could prove which one. In other words, the Gemara, Ravina thought that Mechira is like the Shtar Choy. So just like their Rabbah said, Agadol Perua, Koneina Perua. And if he said a more general Lashon, we consider all of the Choyvas Kruim. So can it be true that if you say Sodi Bechura Loch, the Gedoyla is Bechura, and if you say Sodi Sheyeshli, it means all of them, so more to the Vada not. One case, in Yad Balashtar HaTachtayna, you borrowed money, you owe money, to the Merveil of Araya. In Yad Balashtar HaTachtayna, so therefore, it's the bigger one that you have to assume was paid up. But by Mecher, the Meich is holding all the cards. So the smaller field is sold, and one field is sold if there's an ambiguous lashon. Okay, now we come to a very famous sugya of Orev, a guarantor on a loan, different types of Arabus. Amavus Chadeira Yidayar, through a guarantor, that's what Orev means. If the Loiva doesn't pay, I will pay. Lo Yifrem and Orev. The Gemara will explain what the Mishnah means. The Gemara will say that he can't go to the Orev first. Arv's a guarantor, he has to go to the Loiva first. If the Loiva doesn't pay or refuses to pay or doesn't have money to pay, then he can go to the Arv. But the Mishnah means he can't go to the Arv first. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is not going to understand what the Mishnah is saying, then I will explain it. The Amar Loi. But if the Malva said to the Arv when he lent the money on Manasseh Ephraim and Misha Eretzah, he stipulated that I want to be able to go to you first. That's what the Gemara ultimately would say. Then you're from an Arab, you can go to the Arab first. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right? Miram Yesh Mechosim Lomoyve, if the Loyve has Karkos, Benkachu Benkachu, you're from an Arab, he can never go to the Arab first. He has to go to the Karka of the Loyve. Okay, now Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right? Not so Lechay, it's really like a new thing. Arav Ishim Bitsubasa, Mayabaila Magdarisha, and he didn't have what to pay, so the Arav has to pay the Ksuba. The Divena Hanoa, the Baal has to make a ned there, that he'll never take her back as a wife. Shemiyasu, maybe him and his wife are making Knunyan on the Choshim Shulzer, on the Arav. They have a way to get the money out of the Arav, which is a very big Ksuba. They'll live pretty from now on. The Yasu Yasishto, then he'll take her back. So therefore, in such a case, where there's an Arif, and you go on to the Arif for the Ksuba, you have to make a neder, you're never going to marry her again. The Gemara thought at first that the Arif's not Mechuyev at all. Well, you're from an Arif. My Taima, why not? Rabbi Barbeis Rabbi Tavayu, Gavra Shlimpli, Gavra Shlimiwa. You have the Loive, in other words, like, go take it from him. I'm worried that the Loive should be around. This is Kiyilu, this is what Bam says. I'm worried about the Loive that he should be around, he should be able to demand from him. So I did my part of the deal. Maskabel of Nachman. high din of the parsoyim. That's what parsoyim make judgment. Adrabba, what do you mean by that? Well, so Adrabba, parsoyim do follow an orev. They make you go to the orev. Ella, they din of the parsoyim, where you have the time of Messiah. They don't give a time for their psak din. So here you're saying something. He can give us the loiva. His guarantee was only to provide you with the loiva. It's not the stabber. Elmer Rav Nachman, the Mishnah means my Yisri Menorva Yitzchak Sarav Chila. He first has to go to the loiva. The whole Arab is that the loiva doesn't pay. Tanya Am Yochanan Melos Chaver. Whether they are Rav Yitzchak Sarav Chila, then Omar Am Nashef from the Mishnah Eretz Yitzchak. Then he can go to the Arab first. But otherwise, you can't go to our first. That's axiomatic in the Arabs. Now the Gemara says, "Over Abu Naminai Lord, the Mishtabed, he didn't make a kinyan, he didn't take any money." Yehuda said that. So you see, there's such a concept. Madhu Rav Chisda HaKablonasi. There's a higher level of virus called Kablonos, where it's as if he mamish got the money of the loan. Now it depends what was said in the Lashonis. The Gemara says, Tana Oysa Adyodu Veniya Shivenu, give him to me. It's like an Orif saying, give me the money and I'll give it to him. And once he does that, then he's a sure cobbler. You think you did a nice thing? No, kash the birmei ficha, you got caught. No, kash the birmei ficha, as I say, say, for believing he not sell. He bossed him chafreach, or lech his rafei, so habreach. Though, the boss of that is, you fell book, you said you do something, you didn't do it. So it's machine work, try again. But with Ashmi, it's the other extreme on it. The moment you saw the yard call, half of my thesis yard. If you owe money, pay it, even if it's only Arbus. In Lab, Harbe Alof Reyim. Omer Amein Orv Mishtabed Machlekes Rabbi Yosi's. Rabbi Yosi's Omer Asmachta Kanya. It's really like an Asmachta. If you don't pay, I will. Orv Mishtabed Rabbi Yosi's Omer Asmachta Loi Kanya Orv Loi Mishtabed Omer Rabbi Yosi's Omer Amein Orv Maisim Bechol Yosi's Asmachta Loi Kanya Orv Mishtabed. Now the Maravashi, because they're not really a smach. But as we say, Banyanod to come hem and lay, Rabbul Mishtabit Malchim. Because the equivalent of a Kenyan, I got benefits from it, it's like you gave me money. I got a tangible benefit from it, maybe it's intangible, but I got a monetary benefit. So I'm Gomer Mishtabit Malchim, it's like a Kenyan Kesef. The Imamar, Almanah Shef, and Amish Eretzimbo, then he can take from the Orev first. That you can go to the Orah first if you spoke it out. Even when he made the previous tonight, his karka sitting there. So that's the Ikka Sheba that's on the karka. Come to Tony Saber, I'm sitting on the Elohim, and he's the Chosmul Leib, the Yifim and Orev, 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 the Chosmul Leib, the Yifim and So we mechzer bachin tani. I'm not the chalei oil they are, but you're from an Arab without going to the Leila first. The Imam, and if the Malta says, I'm an Asher from Indisha Eretz, you're from an Arab, you go to the Arab first. And then the Imam, I'm kind of chasm of Leila. I'm on the Eish, the chasm of Leila, you're from an Arab. The Kablon, and if it was an Arab Kablon, then he accepted on himself a higher standard of Achrayus. Kenyan stomach. Abbreviation is Chosin Loive. You're from an Akablon. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leitner. Yes, Chosin Loive. You're from Mehem. You can't go to the Orb. You can't go to the Akablon. You have to try to get it from his own Chosin. Jerusalem describes as a raven. So, this is very nice in a raven way. You pass the beam from an Orb of Kabul, you can't get without giving it to you willingly. Okay.